you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'd answer a security question for a utilities guy yesterday, changing utilities because I'm moving Hawaii. I'm moving to Hawaii.
Which island?
Licky Dicky, I don't care.
You say that a lot.
Todd mentioned there's no COVID cases there right now. So, I mean, they went one day without deaths. I mean, excuse me.
Deaths, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. So I'm moving. And I those security questions, I always forget what I answer anyway, except for.
Me
you know,
too.
I know my mom's maiden name. I use that one a lot. But sometimes you just, I know my first pet. But this one was, do you know your favorite teacher? I'm thinking, oh, geez, I want to explain to him. You know, I really never liked teachers. I kind of had a problem with authority, although a couple of them I liked. I can tell you the people I hated, which is on a ton of hands. So I'm thinking, oh, it was Mr. Spies, this guy in high school. I thought it was pretty cool.
It would also work
and the guy goes, nah, it's not it. So this guy was cool, though. He was really cool. He was a Cox employee here in town, I'm sure. And he was a great dude. And I go, I said, oh, man. I said, I don't know. I said, hey, how about my security number? He goes, oh, yeah, I can do that. I said, okay, there you go. I know that. But I don't know who I wrote down. I have no idea. That was going to go through some elementary school chicks that, I should say women, that were pretty nice yeah, to me at the time.
I was doing something the other day. Yeah. And
I never had a life-changing teacher. Yeah. Did you have a life-changing teacher?
I had a couple of good teachers.
Yeah, I mean, life-changing, yeah. You know, like your Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yeah,
you know?
you were on the wrong path, and he set you straight.
Yeah. I had a weird
like you didn't want to sleep with Mr. Opus and band.
That I liked. Oh, yeah, I had the one.
Well, Mr. Holland, I mean, yeah. It wasn't Mr. Opus.
That would be my favorite teacher.
The Richard Dreyfuss?
The one I slept with in college.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you remember her last name?
Mrs. Yes.
Miss, would you use that as your security question then?
Yeah, that should be.
Right.
Now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's the problem is like some of those when you're filling them out online, you get to choose
which ones
you want to answer.
Right.
And I'll drop that menu down and go, No. I'm not going to remember that. I'm not going to remember that. First car again.
Yeah. First car. Yeah. I usually do end up doing the same one too. But
I had that question posed to me. It was a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And of course I gave the wrong answer.
Yeah. I know. I love giving the wrong answer. And then sometimes you have to type it in because I think my porn name is, I know my porn name is Fifi Portland. The first cat I remember having as a kid, a little kid, was a cat called Fifi. So when I type, if you type that in, I don't know if I spelled it, it's F-E-E-F-E-E, but I didn't know if I had to. I capitalized it or put a space between Fifi.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, you're right. So
you have to remember that.
I've typed Fifi one time into some website I was trying to get on 60 different times. I go, how did I spell this?
Damn it, how did I spell Fifi?
You didn't spell it the accepted way?
F-E-E-F-E-E, but I don't know if
I
spelled
it. F-I-F-I?
F-I-F-I would have been that's the way I would have
gone. I know I didn't spell it that way.
Well, who doesn't spell it that way?
Well, I never spelled the cat's name.
That's the standard. Accepted spelling of Fifi.
We called Fifi. Nobody wrote down Fifi's name.
In fact, I don't think
I could write at the time we had Fifi.
If you go through your Facebook, there's a lady who has adopted that. That's her Facebook name. She's Fifi Portland.
Is she really?
Obviously a listener.
Oh, cool, man. I know it's my porn name, just like yours is Sammy Sixth Street, whatever they got.
Third Street.
Third Street, that's right.
On Third Street.
Peggy Vanderbilt over here with Craig.
Yeah. Ralph, I love Highway 71.
I love you had a dog named Peggy. Was it a dog or a cat?
A dog.
Oh, yeah. And you're Ralph.
Old Highway 71.
That might be the worst porn name ever.
Well,
Ralph Old Highway.
Technically, that's
like an old gay porn star. Yeah, I'm Ralph, and this is the old highway down here.
Technically, that's just where the mailbox was
I know, that's
we,
all you had.
We lived on the end of a dead end.
I know.
That was a quarter mile long off
Ralph
of that.
Dead end doesn't work either.
Yeah, Ralph dead end is not sexy. Not like old Highway 71.
Ralph old Highway 71.
Yeah, you probably had a rural route address.
Yes, we did.
RR2.
Rural Route 1, Box 121. I still remember.
So I don't know how to feel. I didn't know anything. I said, I don't know, dude. Yeah, how about my last four digits of my social media?
Throw in something permanent.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. So like that's that. Easy. I remember that.
So apparently they're attacking this the guy who left the 5-cent tip.
Oh, yeah. But he said because he don't want people to wear masks.
Well, they found out who he was.
Oh, good.
And he owns a business.
Oh, really?
So they're going after him.
People do that stuff,
really,
man.
They don't have any sympathy for him. And a Facebook friend of mine, I'll give Robert some credit here, pointed this out. And it's something you and I have dealt with for years.
Oh, yeah.
But thanks to social media, if you own a business now, you are a public figure.
Yes.
And if you behave like that, people are going to seek you out, and they're not going to be kind.
No.
The mob will get you.
No.
So you have to act. You know, it's just like we're talking about, oh, we don't road rage because somebody's going to say, oh, hey, Tyler was an asshole.
Right.
I don't road rage.
Heard that a few times.
Yeah, or we give good tips because somebody's going to say, hey, you know, Tyler only gave me a $2 tip.
Oh, I remember.
And word will get out.
I remember distinctly a buddy of mine. Oh, my God.
We worried about this stuff before social media came around.
Yeah, because you're right. We've had this since day one.
Yeah, you have to
be. Because we're public figures,
you have to be conscious of that. Even if you don't own a business, all right, if you're somebody who misbehaves and gets snagged on social media like that, it may get to your boss and you may get fired.
I feel bad for some people that might have a business where the accusation was wrong.
Yes.
And that's happened before.
That's where I feel badly.
But this was not wrong. I mean, leaving a 5-cent tip, I'm not going to say the guy's business. I don't care.
I'm not going to
get involved with that. We have a different platform. I don't even know what it is. You can tell me off the air. But leaving a 5-cent tip and bitching about masks, you're just not a good person in either one of those. First of all, the 5-cent tip is asinine. And then bitching about people trying to be safe and not dying from COVID, then you're even worse, you know? Oh, 5-cent tip is worse as bad enough.
That guy must not own a business where there's service people involved. Right.
Evidently not.
Because he wouldn't do that if he employed waiters, waitresses, people who work on tips.
Well, he came back and said, I gave a $10 cash tip and then posted a picture of it. It was obviously a fake picture. And that doesn't really fit the theme of tips would be bigger if you didn't have to wear a mask. So he didn't give a $10 tip. He lied about that.
I was at a local sports bar. This might be 15 years ago. A friend of mine was in town for business. Guy I knew from playing ball years ago. And we met at this bar. And I left before he did. I figured he was just going to take care of the tip. And he must have forgot we were drinking a lot. And randomly, I found out by a phone call or something like that that, hey, Tyler was here, didn't leave a tip. And I was so pissed off that he forgot. So I remember leaving to work that day and driving to that sports bar and finding out who I stiffed or whatever like that. Because you're right, that gets around.
Yes.
And you know, I didn't need that. In fact, I overtip.
And this was before social media.
My dad used to get so mad at me for overtipping. I've always overtipped.
This was just word of mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, this is word of mouth, right?
But you go in there after work seeking that person
out,
making sure that they got taken care of.
And I randomly found out, or that'd still be out there.
That gets around as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like I said, we're not the best people in the world. We just know how to treat people when it comes to restaurants and bars.
Yeah, you don't have to be the best person in the world to understand that service people don't deserve that.
Exactly.
And granted, you can be having a bad day, but you really have to be conscious of that everybody's watching now thanks to social media.
Oh, yeah, now.
Yeah.
You're right. Business owners are famous.
They can find you out.
Yeah. Because people don't understand that you can have the right to do stuff, but there are consequences to your speech or that guy's like lack of a tip and writing that crap down, because people can choose not to go to your business. There was a story about a Long Island pizza shop. That guy just said he just put "I love Trump" stickers all everywhere, and people just said, "Ah, we ain't gonna go there anymore," because it was they chose to get pizza someplace else. Somebody put it on social media, and then actually Trump tweeted out about this guy's pizza place about 3 weeks ago.
That.
Yeah. Go, and for like the first weekend, a bunch of Trumpers showed up and bought the guy's pizza. But in the long run, that people are just not going to go back. It is going to hurt the guy. But the thing is, I don't care who you voted for. If you put the big sign out in front of your house, They can choose not to go there. People were whining on social media. Yeah. Well, don't affect this guy's business because he likes. Yeah,
yeah.
I can get pizza someplace else.
Well, I've seen people backlashing against the quote unquote cancel culture.
But
at the same time, I've also read and I subscribe to this theory that is the free market at its.
Yep.
At its peak.
Yep, right.
If you're going to put all that information out there about you as a business owner,
right.
then I can choose to use that information to decide whether or not I support your business.
That's it.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah, if you're just talking to your little circle of friends and forget about the rest.
Well, people choose not to hang out with people now because of they might be a Nazi. Find out they're a Nazi because they're social media. So what's the difference? You just don't give your money. I'll give my money someplace else.
I'm going to give my business to people who align with the views that I see.
Right.
When you were wondering about the old Yankee connected with the Marlins.
Yeah, it was Mattingly, right?
Thinking the manager?
Manager's Mattingly.
Don Mattingly.
Mattingly, right, yeah.
Because I see now.
He said he didn't recognize half his team because they had to replace him because of the COVID.
One of the guys there that is stepping in right now is a former speed skater. Olympic speed skater.
Well, he obviously played baseball.
Well, yeah, he's obviously.
I mean, even though they're not playing minor league ball, those guys are waiting by their phone.
He's an athlete, but, he had a major league baseball debut. The guy is 30 years old. So that's who they're bringing in now.
Maybe there's hope for Tebow yet.
Speed.
Oh, good point.
Speed skater.
I can name one speed skater.
Eric.
That guy. Eric Heiden.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
And he was good.
There was a chick, too.
He had some thighs.
Okay.
Bonnie Thomas?
There was a
Does that sound right?
No.
I couldn't even tell. That sounds.
It doesn't sound wrong.
First time I've ever heard that name. But you could be right. I have no idea.
Apollo Ono?
That's it.
Oh,
is that
who
was speed skater?
He was speed skater. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Is he a speed skater?
Yes. Well, yeah. He's that racing kind, though.
Well, yeah.
No, I know, but.
Speed often is.
I know, but he was. I think he did short track.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what this guy did. The one with the big blades? That's speed skating.
I know it is. Yeah. Yes. Eric Heiden.
Yes, he was a speed skater.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. So we know two.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there was only one name I could pick off.
That was it, yeah.
Check out the Bonnie chick.
He won like an 80.
I think she was from Wisconsin.
I think it's Lake Placid.
Okay.
Apollo Ono was pretty recent.
That's, 88 maybe.
No.
92.
Oh, he's more recent than that.
Yeah. Well,
Bonnie Blair.
Bonnie Blair.
Right. She was in the 94 Olympics.
Okay. How about Gary Heiden?
Eric Heiden was previous to
80?
That.
80?
84, maybe.
84 did do the winter. We boycotted the summer in 84.
No,
76. No, 80. 80. 80, 80, 80.
80 was in Russia. We boycotted that.
That was a summer Olympics. That was a summer Olympics.
84 was in Los Angeles, and Russia boycotted that.
But that's summer, though. We're talking winter.
And then they started staggering the Olympics. Okay, there was the 92 summer, and then they went 94 winter Olympics.
Heiden, what's his name again?
Eric Heiden.
Eric Heiden. Heiden.
He might have done it in a couple, but he won a bunch in one of them.
80.
That's it.
80 Winter Olympics.
I was right.
Yep.
Where was the 80 Winter Olympics? Innsbruck?
Lake Placid.
Okay. Placid, Lake Placid.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was a miracle on
Ice.
Good
believe
conversation.
Miracles.
There you go. That's sports radio for the past 5 months, by the way, right there. That's sports radio for the past 5 months.
Remember?
And for the next five.
Yeah.
that's right.
That's all sports radio. That's all sports TV has been.
Yep.
The past few months is member. Remember when?
Well, not
remember
past,
those guys.
Past couple weeks, you're talking about basketball playing, and also but you're right. It's remember.
If you tune into SportsCenter the last couple weeks, there's almost a palpable giddiness they're doing highlights that just happened
that we can report on sports that happened today.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can just hear the anchors going, "Look at this! This happened today."
They'll be reporting on football canceling soon, and they'll be depressed again shortly.
Oh yeah.
What's new, Craig?
Well, the NBA is coronavirus free.
Yeah, that's
like the NHL.
Bubbles kicking ass. Now, the NBA cannot risk, although they have told the players they're going to allow them, like the second round of the playoffs or third round of the playoffs, family members can come in the bubble. They can't risk that. They're kicking ass, but I bet you it's already written down and the players have that in writing.
Yeah, they can't wait. Come. That's what they deserve.
I know, but the NBA cannot risk that.
Well, and the players,
because they could finish this season, and might not be the same thing, but still, it's finished.
The players could also just decide it's not worth the risk to their families to travel there and just tell them to stay.
But that's every player, Come on, they're not.
Well, there could be a portion of them.
Well, like Craig said or Todd said, one of them, the whole bag's got to be let in.
Six for the entire league.
These are young athletes. They ain't going to go that long without
having sex.
They don't
have to be let in, but I'm predicting one of them or two of them will get in. I still like the
young athletes are not going to go long without having sex.
The NBA's got enough money to hire a dozen escorts.
They should.
Work the hallways there.
With a basket of condoms.
Right. You test them.
Extra large,
too. You quarantine them for a couple of weeks and then go crazy.
Right. And just keep it on the down low.
Right. Service everybody.
Right. Make them happy.
They may already have that plan in place, and we just don't know about it.
Talk about bow-legged women. Holy crap. Well, NBA players.
Or like you said, maybe the reporters that are stuck in the bubble are making friends, too.
Right.
You know?
Some of them, and they're not all. There's not a ton of women in there, I'm sure, reporters.
No.
A few, but not many.
I've seen some.
But I haven't seen, like, Brian Windhorst inside the bubble or anything.
Brian might be right in town here somewhere, right?
He might still be here.
He lives in Omaha. What's up, Craig?
Yeah, he can do his job virtually.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, you know, the hateable Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. Telling me answers I don't want to hear.
Right.
My favorite meme, well, there's a bunch of them out there that are pretty funny, but this was a good one. It goes, I spent 50 years as a doctor just to piss off rednecks about masks or something like that. I can't even remember the actual verbiage, but it's excellent.
Yeah.
I didn't spend my whole life in the medical fields just to piss off rednecks about coronavirus.
Apparently you did.
Yeah. Oh, you pissed them off because they're uneducated.
Well, that's the problem with the rednecks have got all narcissistic now because they think it's all about them.
Of course they do.
So Fauci says he's had to hire security to protect his daughters.
Yep. He's getting death threats because of his telling us to stay safe.
He blamed the anti-science sentiment that some Americans have.
Trump. Yeah. Blame Trump.
For helping spread the coronavirus because many of them refuse to wear masks. He says it's just strange that people will make threats because they disagree with his health recommendations.
Has he been around?
He's been, well.
I know he's been around for a long time, but
you know,
he paid attention.
That's the thing. He has been around, and this is unprecedented
because of Trump.
The whole world.
Say the word.
That Trump and social media and the way you can spread the word and the way misinformation just goes like wildfire.
That is so sad.
Says he's been harassed since at least April.
Yeah,
says that it could be a mistrust of authority that causes people to dismiss science, and this shows how such a crisis can bring out the worst of people.
Okay, say the name.
Well, they're not mistrusting the right authority.
That is probably true. Yeah.
I do mistrust authority, but not Dr. Anthony Fauci.
No, hell no. No.
I'll defer to him.
But I still see it on social media, although I've tried to block a lot of those people, but I've... You know, the people that, if you believe him, why don't you believe this guy? To show some guy, you know.
No, because that guy's an idiot and a liar.
Right, exactly, right.
I'm going to go to this one, Craig, because you probably think it's not a story. But the Instagram photo of Jerry Falwell Jr.
Oh, I tweeted that out today.
The president of Liberty University.
Junior, yeah.
They're having fun on their yacht.
On his black water?
Yeah, he's got a
zipper open, right?
Yeah, both he and whatever chick he's with. I don't know if that's his wife.
I don't know if it is.
I think it is.
I think it might be his wife.
They both have their zippers undone, and they're posing for an Instagram photo, and he's got a glass of something in his hand. And apparently, he did a radio interview and sounded drunk.
I didn't hear that.
Trying to explain, it was just black water, and we were just having fun, and it was cool on the yacht.
I posted Neil, now kneel down, because, you know, he's a religious guy. He's a hypocrite, by the way. This is one thing we were talking about yesterday. It happened in the appetizer. How I can't post certain things on social media that people don't listen to the show. Because I still want to, I always want to type.
Suck it, Jesus.
But if that would go viral, they'll go, hey, well, who are these guys?
Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus. But it's a perfect example where I could have used that, too.
No, it's just a bit.
Yeah. Well, by the way, he's been tied to, like, him and his wife hiring a pool boy to just a cuckold situation. He's a freak, man. Oh, yeah. He just rips off religious fanatics and you know, screw them.
Yeah, he called a Lynchburg, Virginia radio station to explain the photo.
Yeah.
Now, many people, you know, he just said something about the black water.
Yeah.
Many people would have, you know, wouldn't have said anything.
Oh, the woman in the photo is his wife's assistant and a quote-unquote sweetheart.
Well, he's a hip. We all know he was a hypocrite. He's a right-wing hypocrite preacher. His dad was, too.
He learned from his dad.
Exactly.
He learned it from you, Dad.
Right. And like Craig said, there are good people of men of faith. Like, I just use Craig.
Absolutely sincere people.
I know one, Craig Evans' dad. I don't hang with the rest, but there's probably more. But there's so many hypocrites like that. In fact, I read an article this morning on Facebook. It was an article linked on Facebook. Some really religious person said, listen, to his fellow evangelicals and Trump is using us.
Yeah.
And you've been saying that for 5 years.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but they don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. So in Alaska, they decided to go for their first cruise of the year. You know, it's beautiful there. People go for cruises in Alaska.
How many came back positive?
Yeah, this didn't end well, did it?
Well, it was a small ship, and they had to return to port because the passenger tested positive for the coronavirus. Here's what they did. They were at the airport. They said, here, take a test. All right, I'll take a test. Y'all go ahead on and get on the boat. And, oh, y'all are on the boat now? That test came back positive.
Why did they test everybody before?
Yeah, wait, that seems like poor planning.
Because that would make sense.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My wife,
they just wanted to cash your check.
My wife read something where some cruise ships are not even going to port here now because of us.
Can you blame them?
No, I can't. Yeah. She said something to me yesterday. She was reading. I didn't get a chance to see the article.
I'm so glad my dad didn't do he wasn't allowed to.
Right.
They were shut down. But last month, he was supposed to go on an Alaskan cruise. And this is exactly what would have happened.
Yeah.
Had they opened up. We got an email from our Spain correspondent.
Oh, that was a guy who's pretty depressed for a while there at the beginning, right? In the spring?
Yeah, Seth.
Right.
He's flying today and says...
He's coming back here?
Let's see.
States?
Madrid to Detroit via Dallas today.
Whoa.
He said the international terminal is just a ghost town that used to be buzzing all day.
So he's going to fly all that way and he has to go to Dallas and turn around and fly back to Detroit?
Yeah.
That would suck. If you're flying from Madrid, you can go to Detroit directly.
God, what is that, like 9-10 hours? Yeah. That's got to be a long flight.
Because I fly out of Detroit a lot. I used to. And they have a bunch of international flights coming in there. You would think you could get a direct flight.
No, Dallas. Dallas is your...
Oh, on that.
That's American,
yeah, on that
probably.
American, right, yeah. Delta flies out of Detroit.
Yeah, this came in at 3 a.m. It was 9 a.m. his time. It's empty, one food place, one newsstand open. Terminal usually buzzing all day long. 19 departures out of the terminal.
And that's in Dallas or is that in Madrid?
No, this is in Madrid.
Okay, got it.
19 departures out of the terminal all day. Most London, Latin American countries, two U.S. flights, Dallas and JFK. Some African, Middle Eastern destinations. Currently, less than 30 people waiting at the gate for Madrid to Dallas. Boarding begins in 15 minutes. I've taken this flight numerous times. It's always full.
It's got to be a huge plane,
crazy.
Too.
Yeah.
So you're putting, because it has to get that far without, without
you
a gas.
You have the big gas tank.
Right, exactly. That's a double deck. That's a huge plane. How many people are going to be on that thing?
Let's see.
Party.
30 people waiting in line at the gate.
Man.
Pull your seats up. Everybody gets to lay down.
Yeah.
Talk about a jet lag mind F.
Yeah.
This one, Madrid to Dallas, 10 hours, 25 minutes. And the one I'm looking at here leaves at 11:05 in the morning and lands at 2:25 in the afternoon. So you were in the air for almost 11 hours, but you land and it's only 3 hours later.
Yeah, that's why you fly west, because you're saving time that way.
And he's turning around and flying back to the Detroit. He's going to be he's going to be lost.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a day or two to get the lag to go away.
Yeah, I mean, in your head, it's midnight, but it's early afternoon.
Right.
Stay
I'm just
up,
now
power through.
Adjusting from being in the mountain time zone for a week. Finally,
you are a special case. Todd.
1 hour.
My body clock finally came around today.
You are a special case.
I'm Todd.
The mountain time zone till Sunday.
I'm just adjusting to the mountain time zone.
He's almost flying halfway around the world.
Yeah, truck lag. Yeah. Get a quick one, Craig?
Not too quick.
All right.
But we can talk about a flight attendant coming home.
What'd she do?
Well, she found her husband.
Oh,
whoops!
Probably with somebody.
He was with someone.
Yeah.
Deputies had to out of Miami. Deputies had to respond to a domestic disturbance call to home of Nicole and Mike Dennison. They see 29-year-old Nicole Dennison, the flight attendant, said that she came home to find her husband engaged in sexual intercourse. In a rage, she punched the 34-year-old Mike Dennison, giving him a black eye and
scratching
him.
She went after him, not the chick. Good.
She smashed Mike's acoustic guitar, leaving a gaping hole in the wall, knocking down shelving in the closet. The report says Nicole had indications of alcohol influence.
You think?
She was charged with domestic battery. Then I looked into this a little bit further, and Mike has worked as a bartender and fitness instructor.
Oh, yeah. He'd been cheating on her whole time.
Hanging the client.
He'd been cheating on her whole time.
That ain't the first strange woman he's had in that bar.
No. He's a trainer. Oh, man, he's banging everybody.
And a bartender.
And a bartender. Jeez. She married a trainer and a bartender?
Yeah.
No, that's...
And she's a flight attendant who's out of town all the time?
Yeah.
I'm going to marry a trainer and a bartender and then go away a lot.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What could go wrong?
That's excellent. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.